The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Picture yourself in a national park like Denali, the Everglades, or Yellowstone. What comes to mind? Dr. Judy Meyer, a historical geographer at Missouri State University, wants to know how you experience that landscape and why. She is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal. She has long been fascinated with Yellowstone, where she served as a tour guide for several summers. One of her research interests now is what she calls the sense of place.
The sense of place is the human response to a designated place, so not a huge area, how people have given meaning to that place. And Yellowstone is such a great place for studying sense of place because the hot springs sound hollow and they smell sulfurous, and you can, for the very hot springs, you can hear the heat, the way the bubbles snap, the wildlife, the creaking of the boardwalk, and the sense of being in the world's first national park.
For many, that sense of place at Yellowstone included a close encounter with a bear. In the 1960s and 70s, though, Meyer noted that it became obvious the bears were getting too much of their daily food from people in the garbage dumps at Yellowstone. She talks about the decision to change the bears to a more natural feeding habit and how it changed the experience for tourists.
Yogi Bear cartoon was based on taking a picnic basket and feeding the bears in Yellowstone. But it wasn't ecologically the right way to manage bears. We shouldn't have allowed them to be fed, and we shouldn't have allowed them into the garbage dumps. So it didn't happen overnight, but fairly quickly, around the time of the 100th anniversary of Yellowstone's establishment in 1972, the National Park Service decided we're going to stop feeding the bears. We're not going to give them access to the garbage dumps. We're going to put bear-proof garbage cans throughout the park. And great idea. Scientifically makes sense. Probably shouldn't have gone through that Yogi Bear era to begin with. But the public wasn't prepared for it, and certainly the bears weren't either, and we had several summers of people being killed and had to completely retool the public's approach to what they're going to do in Yellowstone, and a lot of people were upset. I came here on my honeymoon and I fed the bears, and now I brought the family, and why aren't there any bears? I think this anger maybe could have been assuaged or diverted more effectively if the public had been informed.
More and more, she said, it's become obvious that land use decisions can't be made in a vacuum, even when they are good decisions. Another positive change became evident through a re-photography project. In the summer of 2014, Meyer traveled with a team of students and colleagues to Yellowstone to hike, map, and replicate some historical photos she had of the Howard Eaton Trail.
Having a physical image of before and after allows for all kinds of research. In Yellowstone, I was lucky enough to find a photo album of 8x10 photographs taken when an early concessioner named Howard Eaton was bringing people to Yellowstone on horseback. Eaton's tourists were a treasure trove for me because I'm a historical geographer who looks at the human experience. So here I had pictures of people actively engaged in the Yellowstone landscape. And one of the most interesting photo pairs was of a Howard Eaton tour stopping at one of the thermal areas where they washed their clothes one day, and they camped in the basin. In the original photograph, you can see the horses and the tents in the background, and then tourists doing their laundry in the hot spring. And it's obvious that people have been walking up to the edge of this hot spring for a long time. You see horse hoof prints and footprints, and there's no vegetation growing there, and the geyserite deposits are all broken around the edge of the hot spring in the 1914 photograph. But we see the cultural landscape, that people are camping, they're riding horses, they're nicely dressed. These are not poor people. These are wealthy people who could afford to come by car, but instead they're traveling on horseback. But when you contrast that picture with the 2014 re-photograph, You see that vegetation has reclaimed the area around the spring. We couldn't take an exact re-photograph because now we're not allowed to stand next to the hot spring. Tourists have to stay on the boardwalk. And in the background, trees and grass have grown up where the tent camp had been.
That was Dr. Judy Meyer, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.